The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
I'm amazed that when someone takes something, a nice food, something pleasant, he remembers and appreciates that, even in material world. How could someone see God and come from a source as powerful, as lovable as that, and then forget? How could forget so easily and become so badly attached to this materialism? Why is it that we are so far? I know it's in due course to my actions.
That tendency is there. Because we are very small, like my subspiritual identity. The tendency is there. The example is in just like fire, and the spark of the fire. The fire and the spark is very small, but it is fire. And the big fire, together, they look very beautiful. With the fire and the spark come, but, don't spark. It looks very beautiful. But the spark sometimes falls out from the original fire. Then it is no more fire. It is fire, but it's extinguished. The illumination is over. So, we are small particles of God. God is big man. We are small particles. So we are playing with the big fire, very nice. But there is chance of falling down. The chance is there. The big fire does not fall. The big fire is always blazing. But the small fire, although it is possessing the same quality of fire, it may fall down. So we are small particles, very, very small, atomic portion of God. Therefore, we have got the tendency to be separated from the big fire. And then we begin on this journey. Just like another crude example comes. There's a very rich man stand. He's enjoying life. Sometimes he's saying, why not independent city? Why dependent on father? He goes out. And he becomes rich. There are many examples. He was living very comfortably, rich man's son. But he left the house of his father and became a rich. They are very practical. Why does he do so? I have seen in Allahabad one big lawyer, very famous lawyer, Pyarelal Banerjee. He had two sons. One son became a good barrister like him, and another son became a koala, driving a car. The reason was that this son, a koala, he fell in love with a low-class woman, and he preferred to remain a coward.
special of him?
Huh?
What is that?
Look like oven.
Yeah.
So, you are living in a hut cottage. So out of love, she also prepares what I shall be using. And I shall drive a car. So that is intimate living. He prepared. So that discrimination and preference is there always. You can prepare a low-grade life out of your discretion. Nobody can check it. And by cultivation of knowledge, you can become a big man. The two tendencies are there. There is no stereotyped idea. Otherwise, he has no independence. Animal out. See, he doesn't like to remain in the sunlight. So that is also an animal. He is also eating, sleeping, mating. But he doesn't like the sunlight. What can he do? So God has given him all facilities to remain in an animal in darkness. That is God's kindness.
So we can fall as far as we want.
Fall and rise also. Why do you say fall? You can rise to the highest platform from the fallen condition. That is Krishna consciousness moment. That you are in a fallen condition, come to the high platform and talk with God, play with God, dance with God. That is our offer. Now it is up to you to take it or not to take it. That is up to you. But our propaganda is this. You simply try to understand Krishna. Then Janma Karma may be bound with Janati Tattadeva. This is our propaganda. We are trying to induce people to understand Krishna. Then he tries to say Krishna. If you don't try to understand, that is your view. But we are offering that here is a moment, you try to understand Krishna. What is wrong there? But if you don't like, who can force it? We are going country to country, door to door, town to town. What is your business? We are simply requesting that you try to understand Krishna. And Krishna says, as soon as you understand me, you come to me. Saptade hanpunadi hanpunadi mahave. You have to be up to you. If you take theoretically, that in my understanding Krishna, I can go to the eternal, blissful, spiritual life. Why not try? But and if you inquire, your life is a very good proposal by going back to Krishna, everything is solved. Yes, I go. So what is the method? Well, if I say, chant Hare Krishna, where is the division? Why you are so much determined not to do anything, to go back to home country? That is just impossible. It is so easy. And it is the means of solving all the problems. Why not try? All right, let me try. We will try. Why don't you do it? That's why it's difficult. If you don't do it, then it's just impossible. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya, Kono Bhagavan, this is the process to be adopted by the some fortunate person. And they do not want to become fortunate. They want to remain unfortunate. That is it.
So obviously this ignorance follows as even when we leave this body.
You leave this body, you accept another body. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. That's why you have already accepted. When you are a child, this body was not there.
Doesn't happen instantly.
I mean to say, you have changed your body.
Sure.
Similarly, after giving up this body, you change to another body. That's a fact.
And between those gaps, we are sitting...
There is no gap. The nature of law, it is said, just like you are walking, step by step, like this. So, when you fix up this step, then you take out of this step.
Example of a caterpillar, yeah. Moves from one leg to another.
Similarly, when you, by nature, when it is fixed up, you will have to accept this body, then you give up this step. And immediately enter into the womb of the mother. To prepare another similar body, like the mother.
During this transformation, are we still ignorant? During this transformation from body to body?
It's not ignorant. This body, next body is achieved according to the consciousness. At the time of if you are thinking of something to which you are very much attached, then you get that similarly. If you are thinking of your pet dog, then you get this dog one. And if you are thinking of Krishna, God, then you get this one, like Krishna. That will be decided at the time of your death. Because at the time of death, you will be a dog, you will be thinking things you have done throughout the whole life. Tadātata-bhāva-bhāva. That the whole day you are watching with some business, at night also doing that. Subtle body. So you have to train up yourself during this life how to think of Krishna. Then there is chance of thinking of Krishna at the time of death and go back home. It is not difficult. Very easy.
So the ultimate goal is not to come back?
So what is the use of coming here? To come back? Who is happy here? Can you find out anybody who is happy here?
Not attraction.
Huh?
Not attraction.
No.
Not that he has seen. He's not seen anyone.
Nobody. Do you think your king is not happy?
No.
His son's daughter, they're happy. No. He also answers how to keep his position. Exalted position. years, like somebody plan, satisfy so many ministers over here. This is our school of anxiety. And a small bar eating from there, here. It will be attracted for the place, but it's a little future. So it is a material, and we may not do some hard things. Everyone is full of anxiety. Sada samadvinna jnana asad graha. Because we have adopted this material life, asad, our minds would always be full of anxiety. Nobody can receive something like that. That is not possible. Sada-samadvinna-dhyam-asadukraha. Because we have accepted this temporary body, we have to be a full of anxiety. This is our nature. And if we act in this life to create another material body, then our all activities are spoiled. Parama vatta vada bodhila javanna vijya sadhavatma vatsal. He did not ask about the constitutional position of himself. He simply engaged himself in dog breath. Then whatever activities he has done, it is simply defeat. Next body, what he is going to get, he lets go. He will become a minister in this life, and next life he will become a dog. Then what is very good? Can anyone challenge this? No, I am not going to become a dog. Nobody can challenge. You are going to change the body. Tathādehāntara-prāt. Now, what kind of body you will get, that will depend on nature, not on yourself. If you go to a tailor shop, so you have to pay for if you want a better garment. Similarly, what kind of body you will get, that will depend on your work. So, this guy is maybe a prime minister, but he shall work like menial dogs and hogs. That is nature's deal. You cannot say. You have no hand on the administration of the nation. That is a fact. Maybe Jesus, I don't know, you know what happened. If you have infected some disease, you must have a problem. This is nature's law. You cannot say, although I have infected this smallpox disease, I will not suffer. No, you have to suffer. Or you have to die with that disease. You cannot say. They do not know. Our nation is wrong. Declaring it in the that is good. Adidakshinavara, Vikmai, Bhagavan. And people are kept in ignorance. There is no school, no college, no education. There is instruction about this science. This is the position of morality. People are kept in ignorance. They got the chance of human body to understand the value of life, but they are not given education by the father, by the guardian, by the king, by the guru, nobody knew. Therefore Shastra says he should not become a guru, he should not become a father, he should not become a king, unless you are able to save him from the laws of nature, the limitation of ourselves. Then we should not become. It's the duty of the guardian to give education to the defender about the spiritual knowledge. And he is doing that. We are trying our bit because we are ordered by superiors that we do it. So we are trying as far as possible.
Is there a time limit for this spiritual growth?
Huh?
Is there a time limit?
No. In a moment you can be spiritually enlightened, provided you agree.
What I mean is from the time that you start. Have you got a deadline or something?
Well, starting just like when there is a seed sown, to start with is there. Now it grows a seed and there is fruit, there is a flower. The fruit is green now. When it is yellow, mango, I like it. Beginning, when it sown the seed, like a child, the father puts the seed within the womb of the mother. The body begins from that moment. It grows, and it is fully grown up, it comes out. And then what? The beginning is there. We can begin at any moment. But it is spiritual. It does not take so much time. You should remember, spiritual. It's like speed. There are different kinds of speed. Mental speed and physical speed. Physical speed, you have got a very good nice air plane. Still, you have to take 12 hours to reach London. But mental speed, you can immediately, within a second, you can reach. And spiritual speed is still more. It's the same. Sattavi has pranjam mavati. As soon as you have the body, immediately go to sleep. That's simple. Immediate. Not that so many miles of people have been far, far about getting excited, spiritual excited. No. The spiritual speed is so high. The sattavi has, as soon as you get this body, immediately. You can compare material speed and mental speed, and although you have got spiritual idea, still we can at least imagine what is a spiritual speed. Mental speed is so rapid that by the speedy airplane I'll have to take 4 hours. You can reach there in 4 seconds by mental. That is within our experience. And then we can imagine how speedy is spiritual? Is that true? No, by education. It is a sign. It is not that true. Everything is there.
How do you classify dreams?
The other mental, subtle platform. Your gross body is not working, but your subtle mind is working. That's all. It is material.
Master is usually on a totally different level, it's quite obvious from the actions, the talks, the understanding and the experience. How close does one, usually one student, how close does he get to the master? How closely does he understand the master? Or he could interrelate himself to the master.
He's asking how intimate does the connection become between the master and the disciple?
But whatever you talk about, it comes from experience.
It is association. So you can get better. You come again. Similarly, if you come again and again, then you become one of them. Associate. You understand? And you become one of them. If you remain in touch with the past, then you become one month. And then past. That example I gave you, I don't know. You put it into past, application. It becomes one month or one day. Or after 2 hours, you think that the Adam Lord is dead on. There is no one Adam Lord in the past. By association, one can become spiritualized. That is very important. So many branches all over the world with this purpose, so with the facility of association.
Masters now, or so many.
That is your choice.
True.
It's like when you go to the market, there are so many shops. Now it is your choice for which shop you have to purchase. First of all, you must know what is your need. If you want gold, and if you go to the cigarette shop, give me gold. And what benefit do you get? He'll give you a cigarette and he'll treat you, there is gold.
Srila Prabhupada, is it possible to sit inside?
Yes.
There are 7-8 people.
Yes.
You can continue the discussion inside.
It's a small guy. He does not know what is the meaning of going down, but he is doing it. This is association. But he is getting benefits.
True.
Not that because he does not know, he is not getting benefits. He is getting benefits.
And very serious
about.
Isn't
Dahani
also very serious?
No, every Indian is serious. This is the privilege of taking bath in India. there is naturally a devotee, and if he takes little education, take advantage of the Vedic instruction, then his life is successful. In the Shastra it is said, even the demigods, they desire to take birth in India, because this facility is there in India. This facility, the land is so sanctified that anyone who takes the body from this land is born as the sanctifier. Now, if he further takes advantage of the Vedic knowledge, then his life becomes perfect. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that anyone who has taken birth in India makes his life successful and then preach this knowledge to the outside world. The exact word, Bharat Bhavite Manusha Janma Hoyo Jaya Janma Sarthak Kari Paro Paro Bhaka. Outside India, there is darkness. So it is the duty of India to make its life perfect and spread its spiritual knowledge to the outside world. That is real welfare activity in the world. That we are trying to do, unfortunately, we are not taking very seriously what glorious activities for India will be. They do not have to.
Does that mean that people from other regions, it's not possible for them to achieve the highest perfection?
It's impossible. Yes. If you take advantage of the highest college, then you become, there is possibility of become highly educated. You cannot become highly educated sitting down in a dark room. That is not possible. Is it possible? You have to associate, take admission in the society where people are actually highly educated. The advantage is there, the possibility is there, but you have to take it.
From your own religion, also.
Why being religion? You are talking of knowledge.
Knowledge is there in all
the religion. Is now misunderstood. Religion is described in the dictionary, a faith. So faith, your faith may be something, my faith may be something. That is not religion. Religion is described in the Vedic literature, the law given by God. That is religion. Dharmanta sāsāt bhagavat padītam. So, it's like law means the order given by the state. Similarly, religion means the order given by God. If you do not know what is God, what is his order, then what is your religion? Do believe or not? If you do not know what is God, if you do not know what is His word or what is His order, then where is your religion? If you do not know what is the government, and if you do not know what is the government's order, then where is the question law abiding? really and me, according to Vedic scriptures, that's why Krishna said, Maharetam Sarana. This is easy. Sarva Dharma and Parishad. You have all this nonsense. Surrender. So what is your difference? Religion is one. Surrender to God. So what is your difference? And God says that you surrender to me. So what is your difference? Religion cannot be two. Religion one. Surrender to God. If I say to a Muslim, say surrender to God, will you have any objection? If I say to a Christian, surrender to God, will you have any objection? Therefore religion is one. There cannot be two religions. Why are you bringing other religions? There is no question of other religions. Religion is one. You accept it? Nobody should have any objection. And if you do not surrender to God, what is the meaning of your religion? It is bogus. That is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajjita paitavatra. Here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, all this bogus type of religion is rejected. And what is that bogus type of religion? Bogus type and what? Who is religion does not know who is God and how to love the God. Do you agree or not? So the religion cannot be two, religion one. God is one, and to offer our submission to Him, that is religion. Simple thing. And God comes personally to demand it. Sarvadharman prasadya mamahi kam. This is. Now say, what is your objection about this religion?
Religion
means surrender to God. Yeah, that is.
That's the
religion. And that is first class, this faith will teach us how to surrender to God. Sabri Punthan Parvodharma, Jatam Bhakti Gadukha.
This is the highest knowledge.
Very high knowledge. It doesn't matter whether you're Mohammedan, Christian, or Hindu, or Sikh, or that. Whether you know God and you are fully surrendered to Him, that is the point. Otherwise, it is simply worship time. So, my Vaikeva. If you simply perform the ritualistic ceremonies and very strictly, but then you have no idea of God, you do have no knowledge how to love Him. It is simply waste of time. So I am a hitiva. Dharma sanasita pankal vishakshena pakati jat not father is the thing that is. So I am a hitiva. You are very religious, very nice. But are you interested in God or dog? So I am interested with dog. Then what is it? Religion means you must be interested with God. That is it. What is the report? How much they are interested?
Yes.
40 million pounds have been spent in Germany to take care of dogs. This is advanced. Absolutely.
How to do this?
For it, you know. You say, Sarva Dharma and Parishad.
For a layman who doesn't know anything.
No, people do not know, therefore God comes personally to teach you. Why don't you take the ticket? Why don't you take? Krishna is coming. Personally, I'm teaching you. Why don't you take the ticket? Sabadharman, Purishanji, Mahavi, Sankara. Why don't you become fully surrendered to Krishna?
But for, you know,
that is another thing.
Someone, you know, has to create
him
first,
huh?
But, and then
they
will take people
who take
him.
That is conditional. But he was unconditional, sir. That is the reason. Suppose you cannot surrender unconditionally, then you would at least practice. That is also in structure. Manmanabhava madbhakta madjadi mahangavasthuru. At the think of Krishna, manmana. What is the reason? Do you think of Krishna? What is the reason? Is there a reason?
First step to Paramahansa.
No reason. If you chant Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is manmana. Applying your mind to Krishna. What is the difficulty? The difficulty is that we will not do it. That is our difficulty. We can do everything but not. That is the difficulty. Otherwise there is no difficulty. Everyone will teach about Bhagavad Gita. On such so many things they will speak, and nobody will speak that you surrender to Krishna. Rather they will say Krishna is 50 cents, there was no Krishna, there is all the name, mislead. And he becomes a big scholar. The more he deviates you, misguides you, he becomes a big scholar. This is it. Is it not? There are so many scholars, politicians, philosophers, just talking of Bhagavad Gita. Nobody is talking, just Krishna, surrender to Krishna. Am I right or wrong? They will say, we have got different meaning of Krishna now. This is the thing. Why different meaning of Krishna? All these sages, all these saintly persons, they have accepted Krishna. Just like Arjuna, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he immediately accepted Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Padittam, Param Atmava. This is the understanding of Krishna. Sarva Vetam Ritam Manne, Jadvada Sikhesa. This is whatever you spoken, I take it. All together, I will see. Sarva Vetam Ritam Manne, all fact. And they are manufacturing the meaning. How do you understand Krishna? This is good. And how this movement has become little successful. People give me that career, Swamiji has done wonderful. But I do not know what wonderful, I do not know any magic. I simply say that you accept Krishna or Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is my magic. And then I say to him, representing Bhagavad Gita, you see. You do not make an interpretation. The Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means this, Pandava means this, no. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have seen our Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
That's all. Before this, before this moment, I started 10 years ago, so many sarees, Tiragapara, Kavijas and Kalpi. Not a single person became a devotee of it. That is our challenge. And now you find thousands and thousands. Because what is it? Air it is, therefore. No change.
And it is very difficult to understand.
Not at all. What is the difficulty? Suppose Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, Samavita, Yudhava, Mamata, Pandava, Saiva, Kimapum, Vakasanya. So Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri is still there. And it is a Dharma Kshetra, some Vedic order, Kuru Kshetri, Dharma Mata. Still people go there by thousands and by millions as pilgrimage. So where is the difficulty? Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. Unless you make the difficulty. But as the literature is, Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, where is the difficulty to understand it? Kuru Kshetra is there and it is Dharma Kshetra. Where is the difficulty? Unless you make it difficult.
What is the meaning of
as it is? As it is, Kuru Kshetra, Dharma Kshetra is Dharma, that is everything. Krishna is Krishna, Parnav is Parnav, that is everything. No, first of all, you have to understand. So Krishna is explaining himself on this. Matta Pardaranana, Vinci Yoshi. There is no more superior authority than me. He has said it. Why he accepted another authority to understand Krishna? Krishna said, Matta Pardaranana. So there is no division as it is. But he created it. If somebody asks me, where you are not, if I say, here is my name. And if I say, no,
yes,
then it is you. If I say, directly, here is my name. Then it's not you. But if I want to do like this, then it is you. It's no difference. They have created difference. That is our policy. Therefore, there is no result. That we have created difficulty in understanding Bhagavad Gita, and we Indians are now practically out of our own culture.
Those who don't understand Krishna,
how will you understand? It creates difficulty to understand Krishna. Krishna says, I am the supreme authority. I am the person who heard from Krishna. He said, Param Brahma, Param Dhava, Pavitam, Param Brahma. He accepts that Krishna is the supreme authority. Of good. And why we deviate? The speaker says that he is the supreme authority. And the listener, Arjuna, accepts it. Now why he is separate? Bhagya, Sarmaj. What right you have got in that place?
Huh? You cannot, you have your own design, don't touch Bhagavad Gita. You make your own design and preach otherwise. Why you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita? This is criminal. Each one wants to define philosophy, you preach. Everyone has got the right. But why you misuse the first Bhagavad Gita? When you take advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita, you preach nonsense. That is not good. That is that as mad as the old say. And practically we see that. Bhagavad Gita is a thief. You try to understand, you get the benefit, and your life is successful. Besides that, interpretation, when it is required, when things are understood directly, there is no question of interpretation. The law of interpretation is like this. When the things are not distinct, then you can interpret in your own way. I can interpret in my own way. But when the things are distinct, there is no question of interpretation.
So that we don't understand because we don't want to understand.
Yes, that is the problem. We don't want to
understand. Because we have so many desires, we
want to become bigger than Krishna, than Arjuna. This is our problem. But the process is, as the Governor said to Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara prasam sumadharanikaya. You have to understand from the higher authority.
It is not required. As soon as you interpret, it is fine. As for our why you should interpret? If the meaning is clear, there is no chance of interpreting. If the meaning is not clear, then you can interpret. Dharma Kata Upakata is clear. Why should you interpret? The karma khatra, koi khatra is clear. Why should you interpret? When things are clear, the interpretation means you are playing joke. So how is this? Moment presenting Bhagavad Gita and so they're being accepted all over the world. And we are getting good devotees, sincere devotees. All parts of the world.
considering a master, you mentioned that the choice is yours, but you have to know what you're after. For instance, if you're after...
What is the surrender to God? Now if you use your choice, whether you want to surrender or not, that is your business. We are offering everyone that you surrender to Krishna, a God. Krishna also says the same thing. Surrender to me. And we are asking, surrender to Krishna, the business is the same. There is no sense as it is. Krishna says surrender to me, we say surrender to Krishna. There is no difference. As it is.
My question was, how could one choose working in such ignorance?
By knowledge. Here is knowledge. You have not surrendered to God. You take the knowledge from God. You surrender to me. Any knowledge? What is it? Why is it called not ignorance? You may be in ignorance, but when the knowledge comes directly, then surrender to me. Then you can do it. It's like a man is fallen in a dark well. He tries to save his family. An old man drops a rope. Please catch it, I said. If you don't catch, then who falls? The Krishna comes directly, Prasrana Sadhana. And he says, do it. If you don't do it, then who falls? It is your fault. If you don't catch it. Krishna says, here is the rope, catch it, I shall take it. I take it out of the square. But if you don't catch it, then who falls it?
Once you surrender to God,
will
you still have to look for an authority to guide you, or Krishna helps you to find
it? Yes, Krishna is giving direction, but we have no such intelligence. Therefore, Krishna is like it. Sarvidhi, Paripatena, Paripatena, Sevaya, Umadakshadri, Sadhyana, Ujjanina, Sattva Darshana. Both your pursuits, who have seen the truth, and you understand. Because they are not understanding Krishna directly or through the agent, they are misled, they are misinterpreted. That is their folly. They will not understand Krishna directly. Neither they will understand who Krishna is. That's what they are misguided.
Is it possible to understand Krishna directly?
No. You cannot if you are intelligent enough. Otherwise everyone can take to Krishna consciousness. He says directly everyone. He is not saying to Arjuna, Sarvadharma Arpanishadya Mahavaya. Why don't you do it? Because you cannot understand. If you have understood, you have done it immediately. But you do not understand. Therefore, Krishna said, Sadvidhi, Paripatena, Paripatena, Sevaya, Vodakshan, Krishna, you have to understand through the person who Sattva Darshan, who has seen Krishna. Sattva Darshan, not theory. You have to start with that person, then he will show you. Very simple.